You mentioned this Ascend trial that was presented. Can you talk about what they looked at there, what they saw, and again, indirectly, how that compares to what you see with ibrutinib?
So with the Ascend trial, that was a randomized phase 3 trial in the relapsed setting of acalabrutinib monotherapy versus physician's choice between bendamustine rituximab or idelalisib rituximab. Now, most of the patients got idelalisib plus rituximab. A lower percentage got BR as their treatment. And on that trial, there was clearly more toxicity associated with the idelalisib-based therapy. The toxicities were the ones that we usually see with idela: diarrhea, transaminitis. The primary endpoint for that trial was progression-free survival, and there was clearly an improvement in progression-free survival for patients who went on and received acalabrutinib. No difference in overall survival, but the follow-up is relatively limited in that study. So with longer follow-up, we may see some overall survival difference, but there's clearly a difference in terms of progression-free survival with improved outcomes for patients who receive acala-based treatment. It's hard to compare across phase 2 trials, phase 3 trials, so it would be difficult for me to say outcomes of acala versus ibrutinib based on the data that's seen in this study in the relapsed setting.